This is Brother Hansen from Truth Live Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been in here for quite a while, and I hope you're not getting bored. But we're going to get right back into it. It's a good book, and I think we're going to learn a lot, and we've already learned a tremendous amount. We are at the 50th chapter, and I believe we're at around 19 or 20. And I will bring Israel back to his pasture, and he will graze on Carmel and Bashan. And his desire will be satisfied in the hill country of Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for the iniquity of Israel, but there will be none. And for the sins of Judah, but they will not be found. For I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. Against the land of Marathaim, go up against it. Now, God is going to punish Babylon. And as he punished Assyria for what they had done to Israel, Assyria was crushed by Babylon, over which it had once ruled. Babylon, in turn, would be crushed by Medo-Persia, formerly under its authority. These verses also look to the time when the Messiah will rule and Israel will be fully restored. No sin will be found there when the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to Israel. Now, in 50, in verse 21, Marathaim was located in southern Babylon. Pekod was in eastern Babylon. And against the land of Marathaim, go up against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Stay and utterly destroy them, declares the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded you. The noise of battle is in the land, and great destruction. How that the hammer of the whole earth has been cut off and broken. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. I set a snare for you, and you were caught, O Babylon, while you yourself was not aware. You have been found and also seized, because you have engaged in conflict with the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for it is a work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come to her from the furthest border. Open her barns, pile her up like heaps, and utterly destroy her. Let nothing be left to her. Put all her young bulls to the sword. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe be upon them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. The time of their punishment. This would give an indication that God simply allowed Babylon to come in and punish Israel. Although he used them to do it, he allowed it to happen. And now he's going to punish Babylon. There is a sound of fugitives and refugees from the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, vengeance for his temple. Summon many against Babylon, all those who bend the bow, encamp against her on every side. Let there be no escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all that she has done, so do to her. For she has become arrogant against the Lord, arrogant against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore her young men will bawl in the streets, and all her men of war will be silenced in that day, declares the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O arrogant one, declares the Lord of hosts. For your day has come, the time when I will punish you. The arrogant one will stumble and fall with no one to raise him up. And I will set fire to his cities, and it will devour all his environs. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the sons of Israel who are oppressed, and the sons of Judah as well, and all who took them captive have held them fast. They have refused to let them go. Now, the punishment against Babylon, the pride, arrogance, is coming. As we mentioned in 5021, Marathaim was located in southern Babylon. Pekod was in eastern Babylon. Arrogance and pride was Babylon's characteristic sin. Pride comes from feeling self-sufficient, believing that you don't need anything from God. Proud nations, persons, will eventually fall and fail because they refuse to recognize God as their ultimate power. That's why the Soviet Union fell. That's why ultimately China is going to fall. Iran's going to fall. And that they did fall because, you know, you notice that they use all of this, these missiles from China, all of this military hardware from China, didn't do much against Israel. Did you notice that? And if there's a war against China, the U.S. hopefully will be on God's side, and therefore God will intervene, and China will be totally destroyed. And if they're not destroyed now, they'll just be destroyed in the Battle of Armageddon. And that's going to happen, folks. Battle of Armageddon is going to bring all of these prideful nations together and for ultimate destruction. And Jesus will open his mouth. The fiery word of God, the sword of the Spirit, will come forth and it will destroy every nation in the Battle of Armageddon. The blood will be up to the horse's bridle. They'll be burning implements of war for 7 years. And it's probably going to happen very quickly. Very soon. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. And the God will be ultimate power. And people better realize that. And he's getting rid of pride. And it's not easy to do, but we have to get rid of it also. Ask God to forgive. Overcome it. Throw it down, cast it down, do whatever is necessary. The best antidote to pride is to focus our attention on the greatness and the goodness of God. If we don't, we're going to fall by the wayside. We're going to fall by the wayside, folks. And God is against the arrogant one. As in verse 31, behold, I am against you, O arrogant one, declares the Lord of hosts. Your day has come. Time when I punish you, the arrogant one will stumble and fall with no one to raise him up. I will set fire to his cities, and it will devour all his virons. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the sons of Israel are oppressed, and the sons of Judah as well, and all who took them captive have held them fast. They have refused to let them go. Even though God allowed it to happen to punish, chastise his people Israel, there is a day coming, a day of reckoning against every nation that come against Israel. Every nation. Bank on it. These Islamic nations that have tried to punish Israel Their day is coming. Their day is coming quickly. And it's a day of punishment. It's a day of ultimate destruction. All the Muslim Islamic nations are going to be punished and destroyed. Verse 34, their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will vigorously plead their cause in their case so that he may bring them rest to the earth. But turmoil to the inhabitants of Babylon. And the inhabitants of Babylon are these Islamic Muslim nations, those that refuse Christ, that worship their God. Only God knows who it is. He's either a sun god or a prophet Muhammad. That's why just about everyone in the Islamic nations names their babies Muhammad, because they worship this man. They worship Muhammad. They don't worship God. Call it Allah. It's not God. It's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's for sure. It's someone else, totally. Turmoil to the inhabitants of Babylon has soared against the Chaldeans, declares the Lord, and against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her officials and her wise men. A sword against the oracle, priests, and they will become fools. A sword against her mighty men, and they will become shattered. A sword against the horses and against their chariots, and against all of the foreigners who are in the midst of her. And they will become women. A sword against her treasuries, and they will be plundered. A drought on her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is a land of idols, a land of idols. And they are mad over fearsome idols. They are mad over the fearsome idols. Therefore, the desert creatures will live there, along with the jackals. The ostriches also will live in it, and it will never again be inhabited or dwelt in from generation to generation, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah with its neighbors, declares the Lord. No man will live there, no, nor will any son of man reside in it. This is a horrible thing, folks. Verse 41, behold, a people is coming from the north, and a great nation and many kings will be aroused from the remote parts of the earth. They seize their bow and javelin. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea. They ride on horses, marshaled like a man for the battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands hang limp. Distress has gripped him, agony like the woman in childbirth. Behold, one will come up like a lion from the thicket of the Jordan to a perennial watered pasture. For in an instant I will make them run away from it, and whosoever is chosen I will appoint over it. For who is like me, and who will summon me in the court? And who then is the shepherd who can stand before me? Therefore, hear the plan of the Lord, which he has planned against the Babylonians, and his purpose, his purposes which he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely they will drag them off, even the little ones of the flock. Surely he will make their pasture desolate because of them. And at the shout, Babylon has been seized. The earth is shaken, and an outcry is heard among the nations. Babylon remains a wasteland to this day. and these spirits, these jackals, these things that it has become a home to, that's it. It remains that wasteland that Jeremiah spoke and prophesied to this day. This invader coming into Babylon was Cyrus, who attacked Babylon by surprise, overthrew it. The world was shocked that its greatest empire was overthrown so quickly. No earthly power, no matter how great, can last forever. The Babylonians hit the dirt, and they never rose again. Only the spirit of Babylon is still alive. Well, that concludes our study. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, take away the pride. Take away all of the dependence upon people and other things, and let us depend upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study and show yourself approved to God.